descend to life with him thy heart desires. O Satyavan, O luminous Savitri, I sent you forth of old beneath the stars, a dual power of God in an ignorant world. In a hedged creation shut from limitless self, bringing down God to the insentient globe, lifting earth beings to immortality. In the world of my knowledge and my ignorance, where God is unseen and only is heard a name, and knowledge is trapped in the boundaries of mind, and life is hauled in the dragnet of desire, and matter hides the soul from its own sight. You are my force at work to uplift earth's fate. Myself that moves up the immense incline between the extremes of the spirits, night and day. He is my soul that climbs from nescient night through life and mind and supernature's vast to the supernal light of timelessness, and my eternity hid in moving time, and my boundlessness cut by the curve of space. It climbs to the greatness it has left behind, and to the beauty and joy from which it fell, to the closeness and sweetness of all things divine, to light without bounds, and life illimitable. Taste of the depths of the ineffable's bliss, touch of the immortal and the infinite. He is my soul that gropes out of the beast to reach humanity's heights of lucent thought and the vicinity of truths sublime. He is the Godhead growing in human lives and in the body of earth beings' forms. He is the soul of man climbing to God in nature's surge out of earth's ignorance. O Savitri, thou art my spirit's power, the revealing voice of my immortal word, the face of truth upon the roads of time, pointing to the souls of men the routes to God. While the dim light from the veiled spirit's peak falls upon matter's stark, inconscient sleep, as if a pale moonbeam on a dense glade, and mind in a half-light moves amid half-truths, and the human heart knows only human love, and life is a stumbling and imperfect force, and the body counts out its precarious days. You shall be born into man's dubious hours, in forms that hide the soul's divinity, and show through veils of the earth's doubting air my glory breaking as through clouds a sun, or burning like a rare and inward fire. And with my nameless influence fill men's lives. Yet shall they look up as to peaks of God, and feel God like a circumambient air, and rest on God as on a motionless base. Yet shall there glow on mind, like a horned moon, the spirit's crescent splendor in pale skies, and light man's life upon his Godward road. But more there is concealed in God's beyond, that shall one day reveal its hidden face. Now mind is all and its uncertain ray. Mind is the leader of the body and life. Mind, the thought-driven chariot of the soul, carrying the luminous wanderer in the night to vistas of a far uncertain dawn, to the end of the spirit's fathomless desire, to its dream of absolute truth and utter bliss. There are greater destinies mind cannot surmise, fixed on the summit of the evolving path the traveller now treads in the ignorance, unaware of his next step, not knowing his goal. Mind is not all his tireless climb can reach. There is a fire on the apex of the worlds. There is a house of the eternal's light. There is an infinite truth, an absolute power. The spirit's mightiness shall cast off its mask. Its greatness shall be felt, shaping the world's course. It shall be seen in its own veilless beams. A star rising from the inconscient's night. A sun climbing to supernature's peak. Abandoning the dubious middle way, a few shall glimpse the miraculous origin, and some shall feel in you the secret force, and they shall turn to meet a nameless dread, adventurers into a mightier day. Ascending out of the limiting breadths of mind, they shall discover the world's huge design and step into the truth, the right, the vast. You shall reveal to them the hidden eternities, the breath of infinitudes not yet revealed, some rapture of the bliss that made the world, some rush of the force of God's omnipotence, some beam of the omniscient mystery. But when the hour of the divine draws near, the mighty mother shall take birth in time, and God be born into the human clay in forms made ready by your human lives. Then shall the truth supreme be given to men. There is a being beyond the being of mind, an immeasurable cast into many forms, a miracle of the multitudinous one. There is a consciousness mind cannot touch, its speech cannot utter, nor its thought reveal. It has no home on earth, no center in man, yet is the source of all things thought and done, the fount of the creation and its works. It is the origin of all truth here, the sun orb of mind's fragmentary rays. Infinity's heaven that spills the rain of God, the immense that calls to man to expand the spirit, the wide aim that justifies his narrow attempts, a channel for the little he tastes of bliss. Some shall be made the glory's receptacles and vehicles of the Eternal's luminous power. These are the high forerunners, the heads of time, the great deliverers of earthbound mind, the high transfigurers of human clay, the firstborn of a new supernal race. The incarnate dual power shall open God's door. Eternal supermind, touch earthly time. The superman shall wake in mortal man and manifest the hidden demigod, or grow into the God light and God force, revealing the secret deity in the cave. Then shall the earth be touched by the Supreme. His bright, unveiled transcendence shall illumine the mind and heart and force the life and act to interpret his inexpressible mystery in a heavenly alphabet of divinity signs. His living cosmic spirit shall enring, annulling the decree of death and pain, erasing the formulas of the ignorance, with the deep meaning of beauty and life's hid sense, the being ready for immortality. His regard, crossing infinity's mystic waves, bring back to nature her early joy to live, the metered heartbeats of a lost delight, the cry of a forgotten ecstasy, the dance of the first world-creating bliss. The immanent shall be the witness God, watching on his many-petaled lotus throne, his actionless being and his silent might, ruling earth nature by eternity's law. A thinker waking the inconscious world, an immobile center of many infinitudes in his thousand-pillared temple by time's sea. Then shall the embodied being live as one who is a thought, a will of the divine, a mask or robe of his divinity, an instrument and partner of his force, a point or line drawn in the infinite, a manifest of the imperishable. the supermind shall be his nature's fount. The eternal's truth shall mould his thoughts and acts. The eternal's truth shall be his light and guide. All then shall change. A magic order come, overtopping this mechanical universe. A mightier race shall inhabit the mortal's world. On nature's luminous tops, on the spirit's ground, the Superman shall reign as King of life, make earth almost the mate and peer of heaven, and lead towards God and truth man's ignorant heart, and lift towards Godhead his mortality. A power released from circumscribing bounds, its height pushed up beyond death's hungry reach, life's tops shall flame with the immortal's thoughts. Light shall invade the darkness of its base. Then, in the process of evolving time, all shall be drawn into a single plan. A divine harmony shall be Earth's law. Beauty and joy remold her way to live. Even the body shall remember God. Nature shall draw back from mortality, and spirit's fires shall guide the earth's blind force. Knowledge shall bring into the aspirant thought a high proximity to truth and God. The supermind shall claim the world for light and thrill with love of God the enamored heart and place light's crown on nature's lifted head, and found light's reign on her unshaking base. A greater truth than Earth's shall roof in Earth and shed its sunlight on the roads of mine. A power infallible shall lead the thought. A seeing puissance govern life and act. In earthly hearts kindle the immortal's fire. A soul shall wake in the inconscient's house. The mind shall be God-vision's tabernacle, the body intuition's instrument, and life a channel for God's visible power. All all earth shall be the Spirit's manifest home, hidden no more by the body and the life, hidden no more by the mind's ignorance. An unerring hand shall shape event and act. The Spirit's eyes shall look through nature's eyes. The Spirit's force shall occupy nature's force. This world shall be God's visible garden house. The earth shall be a field and camp of God. Man shall forget consent to mortality and his embodied, frail impermanence. This universe shall unseal its occult sense. Creation's process change its antique front. An ignorant evolution's hierarchy release the wisdom chained below its base. The Spirit shall be the master of his world, lurking no more in form's obscurity, and nature shall reverse her action's rule, the outward world disclose the truth it veils. All things shall manifest the covered God. All shall reveal the Spirit's light and might and move to its destiny of felicity.